2026 CCB Conference and Convention. Meeting Procedures, FAQs. The following FAQs and corresponding answers provide conference and convention participants with a basic understanding of the key business aspects of the event. Members are encouraged to attend the Keys to Convention session, scheduled prior to pre-convention activities, to learn more. 1. What is parliamentary authority in regard to CCB? Organizations function similarly to legislative bodies in which members meet to decide on actions to be taken. To conduct business effectively, rules must be established and followed. These rules are known as parliamentary authorities. CCB's adopted parliamentary authority is the current edition of Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, RONR. 2. What are Robert's Rules of Order? Robert's Rules of Order is a set of procedures and ethical guidelines designed to help groups conduct orderly meetings. These rules ensure that the majority can make decisions while also protecting the rights of minority voices to be heard. 3. What are standing rules? At the beginning of each convention, CCB adopts a set of convention standing rules by majority vote of the members present. Discussion is permitted before the vote, conducted by show of virtual hands. 4. What is the difference between motion and amendments? A main motion is a formal proposal by a member that the organization take a specific action. A main motion must be seconded by another member before it can be considered. Example: I move that the club purchase a chair for the secretary. This motion must receive a second to proceed. At convention, when the Resolutions Committee or the Constitution and Bylaws Committee introduces a main motion, no second is required because the motion comes from a committee, more than one person, and therefore already has implicit support. Once a main motion is on the floor, members may propose an amendment, a change to the motion, or move to refer the motion to a committee. An amendment must be seconded, is debatable, must be voted on before the main motion. Example amendment. I move to amend by inserting the word red before the word chair. If adopted, the assembly then votes on the amended motion, for example, purchase a red chair. If rejected, the vote proceeds on the original motion unless further amendments are made. If an amendment itself is amended, the secondary amendment is voted on first. It has been CCB custom that some amendments may be considered friendly amendments. The chair will ask the maker of the motion whether the amendment is accepted as friendly. If accepted, no vote is required. 5. What is a point of inquiry? A point of inquiry, or parliamentary inquiry, is directed to the chair to obtain information about parliamentary procedure. It does not relate to a violation of the rules. Example: can chairs be purchased if the office budget is running low? Procedure: the member seeks recognition. After being recognized, the member states, Mr. or Madam President, I have a point of inquiry. The chair invites the question. The member asks the question. 6. What is a point of information? A point of information is a request for information relevant to the business at hand, but not related to parliamentary procedure. Procedure: the member seeks recognition. After recognition, Mr. or Madam President, I have a point of information. The chair invites the question. The member asks the question. Members must address all remarks through the chair. Direct discussion between members is not permitted. A point of information is not an opportunity to debate. For example, I think we should purchase a chair because the old one is creaky. If remarks drift into debate, the chair will rule them out of order. The chair is the presiding officer, and their rulings are final. Points of inquiry and points of information may be limited to specific time periods. 7. What is a point of order? A point of order is raised when a member believes the rules of the assembly are being violated. A point of order may interrupt a speaker if immediate attention is required. It is the only legitimate reason to interrupt proceedings. Procedure: The member raises their virtual hand and states, "Point of order." The chair asks the member to state the point. The member explains the rule believed to be violated. The chair rules whether the point is well taken or not well taken. The chair must rule on the point before business resumes. Not all points of order will be valid, but the chair's ruling determines how the meeting proceeds.